In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we have a Gospel reading, and in the Gospel reading we see that the Lord came from a ship to a place where there was two men that were possessed by the evil spirits, and they were terrible, and they were living in the tombs, and nobody would dare to go around there because they would be so terrible. And when before they tried to capture them and tie them up, but they would break all the bonds and put all kinds of fear on the people that lived next close to that place. My beloved, these two men, seeing the Lord, came up to him and immediately said, "Why do you come to chase us out and torture us before time?" And he says, and they said, "If you're going to cast us out, then tell us to go into that herd of pigs." And there was a big giant herd, 2,000 of the pigs that were pastured there not far away. And the Lord said to them, "Go ahead." And they left the two men, and they become totally healthy and at peace, and they have immediately the demons went into the pigs and made them to run to the edge of the cliff and drop down into the sea and drown, and the whole and the herd was destroyed, and the two men that the Lord had healed, they wanted to be with and go with the Lord and be with him, but the Lord says, "No, go into the town and tell the people." Of course, in the meantime, the pastors of the sheep, they went to the town and they told all what happened, all about the two people that were healed by the Lord by casting out the demons, and about the herd, that the demons came into the herd and destroyed all the herd. And of course they blamed the Lord for losing all that rich things. But of course at that time the Lord did not allow the Jewish people to eat the pigs' meat. They consider that being their riches, and they've gotten quite upset, and they came to the Lord, and they saw the healed persons sitting by his feet and totally being calm and at peace, and they have asked the Lord to please leave their premises. And the Lord didn't say anything. He said, and they went into the boat, and he had left. Of course, we know from another place of the Gospel and the reading that he came back 2 years later, and they all came to him, and he was healing so many people and preaching and doing all great miracles over there, because possessed men, that they went and they told all the people there what the Lord had done, how he had saved them from the terrible prison of the demons. My beloved, you and me have to learn not to ever let the demons inside our heart. And how do you know when the demons are inside our heart? It's when we become angry, when we can't control our talking, when we say all kinds of terrible things, when we look with such a ferocity, with such a hatred upon our close ones that are next to us, when we're ready to devour them. And then, of course, you know that the enemy has possessed your heart at that point, when you're angry and you start to fight and you start to hate. At that moment you have no love for the person that is in front of you. My beloved, we have to try to find the peace and make sure that the enemy doesn't go inside our heart, so that we will be able to have the peace. And where is the peace comes from? It comes from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, when He abides in us, then we have peace in our heart. Then we cannot have anger. Then we love. We love the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul, and we love our neighbor as ourselves. And we cannot feel any anger towards anybody except for the demons and ourselves if we fall into temptations of the sins. My beloved, we have to learn to protect our hearts. And we have to know that the only one who can truly do it is, of course, the Lord. So we have to cling to Him. We have to hold on to the Lord in our heart and not allow the devil to take over in our heart. Don't allow any anger to set in the heart. Or don't have any, and don't look for the temporal things that those people did. Those people were so upset that they lost all those big herd of the pigs, and that's when that was their, in a sense, their riches, and they didn't want to lose anymore. Well, don't go after riches, don't go after things of this world, and don't ever look at when somebody has something, and don't ever envy anybody that somebody has something, maybe more than you, and then you want to grab it and have it for yourself. Don't look for that. Look for the kingdom of heaven first, and everything else will be given to you. My beloved, this is the true way of a Christianity. For looking for the kingdom of heaven, the Lord says that when we do that, God will provide. He is a Father who is in heaven. He knows what we need, and He is not going to allow anything to befall us or happen to us and deprive us of anything that is not going to harm us to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, let's work harder on developing the love for the Lord and for each other, because our love for the Lord has to be with the whole might and heart and soul, and the love of the neighbor has to be as we love ourselves, but not in a wrong way where we pamper our body, but we have to love our soul and to protect it from sin, and then want to and do everything possible to make our heart an abode of the Holy Spirit of the, and of our God, of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God give us all the grace and the love to go after and the Lord's blessing, and to be able to finally enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.